Hello, welcome to my channel. Pour yourself a cup of tea and let's talk witchcraft. I am your host, Ellen Moon, and in today's episode, I'm going to talk about protecting your energy. But before I get into that and the list that I made, I wanted to mention that there is a new moon in Pisces coming up this Saturday on the 13th. I want to encourage you to think deeply and process your emotions in a kind, loving, and accepting way. You know, allowing yourself to feel is essential to your growth. 100%. Now, with that being said, protecting your energy from all of those energy suckers out there. If you absorb other people's energy, you know, this list will help you on your way. Okay, so I made a list of five ways that you can protect your energy, all right? Number one is, of course, love yourself. I mean, if you love yourself, then other people will see that. It's important to find comfort in your own energy. You know, love yourself completely. Number two, set healthy limits and boundaries. This is a tough one, you know, for many people. Setting limits and boundaries. Okay. Especially towards family and friends, you know, the people that are really close to us. It's tough. You know, we want to be there for everyone and we want to be available for everyone, especially if we love them. But we can't be everything to everyone. Okay? That needs to be said. You cannot be everything to everyone. Number three, it's okay to say no. Because let's face it, if you say yes to everyone, yes to this, yes to that, then you're basically saying no to yourself. Because where does that leave you? Where does that... With an empty cup, unfulfilled. And that is not good for your soul and your soul's purpose and your path and the things that you were meant to do in your life. If you're giving and giving and giving and saying yes, yes, yes. Okay, you can't do that. Stop doing that. Okay? It's okay to say no. No, no, no. No, I don't want to do this for you. I don't want to do that. I don't want to watch your kids. I don't want to go to this event. I don't want to. It's okay to say no. Okay. Number four, let go of things you can't control. If you can't control it, then let it go. This especially includes all the little shit that just happens in our days where we're just like, we hold on to it. We try to change it. We try to make it better, or we stress about things that literally we cannot change. Stop stressing over things you cannot control. Instead, focus on something that you can change, you can control, which is yourself. You can change the way that you react to something. You can change the way that you speak to other people, or I don't know. You know what I mean. You can't stress over things you can't control. Okay, just let it go. Let it go, let it go. And number five, this is the last one. Number five is a good one. You can shield your energy field from other people. You know, the people that are in the grocery store, and, you know, throughout our day, we tend to kind of pick up other people's energy if we don't have our shield up. If we don't have a shield up, we're picking up that grouchy person that's walking past us in the supermarket, you know, or waiting in line to pick up our kids from school, you know. Create a protective shield around you, around your aura. Now, if you want to learn more about shielding, I would be happy to make a recording of that on that. But those are my five ways that you can protect your own energy. Number one is love yourself. Number two, set healthy limits and boundaries. Number three, it's okay to say no. Number four, let go of things you can't control. And number five, shielding. Now, I find those five to be very beneficial. They help me a lot. Especially, what is it? Number four, let go of things you can't control. Let me tell you, I spent way too much time focusing on things I cannot control. Not anymore, baby. Not anymore. So, that will be all for today, for this recording, this video, whatever. Feel free to message me with any questions, and make sure you follow me on Facebook and Instagram under The Magical Moon. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day, and blessed be.